Good morning, and what a glorious day that God has given us to come together and worship the risen Savior, Jesus Christ, our King, on this, the first Sunday of Advent. Welcome. Please register your attendance, if you will. If you want to get ready, I'll do the count, and we can all tear at the same time. All right. If you don't do anything but put your name on there, put something on there, please. One, two, three, let's tear. Okay, so I took care of everybody. If you'll notice that obviously reservations for Wednesday night, by the way, you don't need to tear those off. You just leave it on there. You'll also notice the prayer card has been changed. It's up at the top, and below that is an actual decision card. So if we have those in the congregation who have made a decision to join the church and feel that the Spirit moved them to do that on a given Sunday, then they would fill out that section and bring it at the end of the service so that they could join our church. So if you will, fill that out. You'll also notice in your bulletin, right next to that, is a sort of an explanation of our attendance. We've tried the sheet in the back and everybody check it off. We've tried the pew pads. We've tried all kinds of things to get you to register your attendance. And some of you may not actually understand, but to know and record who is here weekly for the church records is part of the reason we want it. Secondly, if you've been missing, then I can take a look and see. But when I don't have an accurate account, that's difficult for me to do that. So it also keeps the ushers honest in their counting, because I try to match it with the ushers to make sure that we haven't missed anybody. So if you will, just please fill that out for us. This morning, if you have not gotten your poinsettia and would like to order that, the orders have to be in by December 9th, so you have another week. If you'd like to order a poinsettia in honor or memory of someone. Also, in the back or outside in the narthex are some Advent devotionals. If you'd like to take one of those per family, feel free to pick those up as well. Don't forget your Christmas gifts that you are doing for the little red hearts. And also, I noticed someone brought an unwrapped toy. That'll actually go under the Christmas tree. And all of those are due by the 12th. So you have another Sunday to bring all those things in. And thank you for all the hats. Look at all these amazing hats that we have for the folks at Open Door. They're just beautiful. We so appreciate you participating in that. Some of you may have others that you're bringing down during communion, and that'll be fine too. This morning, I also want to extend our heartfelt love and prayers to Jim and Sue Trott and Ann and Jeannie Clancy upon the death of our beloved Angie. Did I say that twice? Bless her heart. She is with our Lord and she is at peace, and we're grateful for her life. Her memorial service will be held on Saturday, December the 15th at 11 a.m. So just want to mention that. And one last thing, there's a note from your children's director. Please make sure you read that. I'm not going to read it to you. You all are adults or can read, and the children don't need to read it. So please read that from your children's director. I believe those are all the announcements that I have at this time, unless someone else has an announcement. I'd like to welcome our world-renowned organist, Diane Bish, to our church, and we are delighted to have you playing this morning. What a blessing you are to us. Thank you, Diane. Let's go to God in prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, fill us with your love and your grace. Come, Holy Spirit, and renew in us your strength, your guidance, this feeling of Advent, this preparation for Christmas. Come, Holy Spirit, come. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
the dark lasts no longer, and the days grow shorter. But then we look around and we see the green of the tree and the decorations, and the green and red decorations at home, the chrismons, and of course, the manger scene, and we're reminded that there is hope. We remember God's promise to the world, Jesus Christ, our life and our hope. Hope, about 600 years before Christ, Isaiah prophesied, and so intense was his prophecy and strong was his prophecy that it reads in the past tense as if it had already come. Listen to what Isaiah wrote. The people that walk in darkness have seen a great light. On those who live in a land of darkness, a light has dawned. If you increase their, you have increased their joy and given them gladness. They rejoice in your presence as those who rejoice their harvest. O God, the one who has revealed yourself in Jesus Christ, desire of every nation, Savior of all people, come and dwell among us. Amen. As we light this first candle on this first Sunday in Advent, we recognize the candle of hope. The hope that Christ brings into the world. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. If you'll join us in our opening hymn, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus, number 196. Thank you, choir. Thank you, James. And thank you, Miss Diane. Let's stand together. Number 196. Join me in our profession of faith, the Apostles' Creed, number 881 in your hymnal. Family of God, what do we believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Reading this morning comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 9 through 13. How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy that we feel before our God because of you? Night and day, we pray most earnestly that we may see you face to face and restore whatever is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we abound in love for you. And may he so strengthen your hearts in holiness that you may be blameless before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. As we come to our time of prayer this morning, you'll see all of those that are listed in your bulletin. And I'm sure that you have others that are on your hearts and in your minds. So let's go to God in prayer. Almighty God and Father, we give you thanks for this glorious day. We thank you, God, for each person here today. We thank you for the beautiful music. We thank you, God, for the ability to worship you and to set aside the outside world during this time so that we might share our thoughts and our prayers, our concerns and our joys with you, our God, our rock and our Redeemer. God, there are many of us who might be suffering illness ourselves, or we may know someone who is suffering illness. And so, God, we would ask for your touch, your healing, your Holy Spirit, and your presence with each one who is suffering illness. We would ask you, God, to be with those who have lost loved ones, especially Jeannie and Ann and Sue and Jim and their family. God, we ask you to be with each of us as we are here to worship you. We ask you, Lord, to be with the lost and the lonely. God, we ask you to be in the midst of these hats that have been brought here, God. We ask that as each hat is passed out to someone in need, that they would feel your Holy Spirit and they would feel your Holy Presence, God. And that they would know that we give them to them in love because of our love for you and our love for them. God, we ask you to be with us as we come to the table of grace. God, we pray for the one whom no one else is praying for, as well as the one who doesn't think they need you at all. God, during this time of Advent and preparation, we pray that you will bless us, guide us, and direct us, just as Paul was trying to do with the people in Thessalonica. Help us, O God, to be a people of openness and strength and courage, a people of faith who never give up on you, our God, our rock, and our Redeemer. We ask you to be with the leadership of our Church Universal. We ask you to be why? Today is the first Sunday of the new year in the Christian tradition. And of course, it's the first Sunday of Advent. So for us, we don't have to wait until January the 1st of 2019 to have a new year, because today is a happy new year in the Christian tradition. We can go ahead and start thinking and preparing for what we want to do. We can actually start doing what we feel we need to do in order to grow in our walk with Christ. Preparation for a Christian in Advent on the way to Christmas is very different than the preparation for Christmas by the shopping malls and Walmart and all the cyber deals and other department stores, and even in our towns and communities. After all, yesterday, if the rain had not come, we would have shared our float and walked in the Christmas parade on December 1st, when Christmas is not until December 25th. We have already decorated, but our decorations in the church are focused on the Christ child. Look at the beautiful tree. This is called a chrismon tree, not a Christmas tree. It's a chrismon tree. Every symbol on there is to represent Jesus Christ. Isn't that awesome? We have the Advent candles. So this is not to celebrate Christmas today, but to celebrate the birth of Christ and a little more, and I'm going to tell you about in a minute. We have the beautiful nativity here. We have a new nativity that was given to the church out in the narthex. I hope you'll take time to go and look at it. It's made of pure olive wood, and it comes from Bethlehem in Israel, and it is a beautiful piece. Our focus is on Christ. Our preparation involves looking back on what happened in Jesus' lifetime, the words Jesus left us, the remembrance of the coming of the Christ child, and the anticipation for the return of Jesus Christ in our future. We begin this first Sunday of Advent looking at apocalyptic scripture from Luke's Gospel, chapter 21, verses 25 through 36. Would you join me as we read together? There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth, distress among nations confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Then he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Jesus, in Luke's gospel, is getting ready to go to the cross. And so this is his last opportunity to teach and to prepare his followers before his passion and his death. He's teaching and telling them to be prepared for the end of the beginning and the beginning of the end. For the end of the beginning and the beginning of the end. As we begin this Advent season, we must look closely at the birth of Christ Jesus, but also at his return. Jesus calls those in his day and us today to be prepared. The language in our text calls us to be prepared for some strange and frightening images in the sky and the sea. And finally, there he comes riding on a cloud. Can you imagine what that might be like? We might even be here in church when it happened. We wouldn't even know it until we go outside. It sounds like a movie, doesn't it? Or some make-believe. But the scriptures are very clear. If you look back at Jeremiah prophesied. He told them that one would come. Even in our 1 Thessalonians text, Paul says when Jesus comes again. Advent is a time of anticipation for our Savior to return. It's not Christmas time yet. Hey, are you serious, Pastor? It's not Christmas time? I've already decorated my house. I've already got all the decorations that I really love to look at out. All the different nativities. It's not Christmas yet. Christmas time leads us towards the malls, the online sales and parties, doesn't it? Advent leads us toward the newborn king. Christmas time is fun and comfortable, and it tells us to relax, enjoy the sights and the sounds. I drove up to Winder on Friday to pick up Sawyer, one of my granddaughters, and I listened to Christmas music all the way there. Rocking around the Christmas tree at a happy holiday. It was cool. I loved it. I thought, this is cool. Christmas. Advent is challenging and calls us to consider our relationship with the Savior of the world, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. Christmas time calls us to celebrate the birth of the Christ child with joy and wonder and even fun. I didn't know I was going to have this to share, but I do. The kids made me a picture today because they're getting ready for the birth of the Christ child. Mary and Joseph and the baby are out here on the left side because they need some fresh air. It's too stuffy in the It's too stuffy in the stable. Besides, those smells are pretty bad. See, this is fun, isn't it? Isn't it fun? I got to decorate this part of the altar, and I enjoyed it. Mary's holding a little baby Jesus. I usually hide baby Jesus because he's not here yet. I didn't hide him this year. That's the fun. That's the time we enjoy. Advent calls us to celebrate the birth of Jesus in a way that helps us to realize the impact of his coming the first time and even more so in his return. Do y'all get that? Do you think about that every year at the beginning of Advent? I know I do because I'm a pastor and a preacher, and so I have to. It would be a whole lot more fun to come in here and say, hey, we've got hope that the baby Jesus is coming. Well, the baby Jesus already came. So we're remembering. We're going back to remember. All in all, God reminds us that he keeps his promises. God keeps his promises better than anyone else ever. And is always with us in the memory, in the present, and in the future, both here on earth and ultimately in eternity. This Advent, I'm taking the study that Lamar is teaching. And Lamar, I didn't ask your permission, but I'll ask it now right in front of everybody. You'll forgive me, won't you? because he would like you all to see this. I would like you all to see this. As a matter of fact, I'm probably going to email it out to the church. It's called, the study we're doing is Waiting for the Already, right? Something like that. Waiting for the Already. I should know the name of the study. I just know it's a great study. But one of the things that Lamar gave us in our very first class is some ways to slow down and observe and worship this Advent season. The first one says, read daily Advent devotions before a daily meal. The second one says, notice something in your house for the very first time. This one is really good. It says, stop and speak to Salvation Army bell ringers and ask their name. Ask their name and have a conversation with them. I tried to do that with one guy. Lamar, I have to tell you this. But I had Sawyer with me, and he was more consumed with Sawyer. And I said, what's your name? And he's going, well, you're such a pretty little girl. But we did have a conversation with him. So we did at least that part. Pay it forward. Pay for a stranger's meal or coffee. When you pray for somebody's groceries that's in front of you in line or behind you in line, they look at you like, why are you doing that? And you say, just because God told me to. That's all. These are the ways that there's a whole list, and I will send them out if that's all right with you, Mr. Lamar. Because it's a great list. You see, we're waiting for Jesus to come again. That is what Advent is about. And in the waiting, we must prepare ourselves with anticipation. We must look at our relationship with God through His Son, spending time in His Holy Word, spending time in prayer. We have prayer on Wednesday at 5 o'clock. It's really a very, very special time. You are all invited to spend time in worship. We are to know that God is able. Say that. God is able. Thank you. God is alive, and God will one day send His Son, Jesus Christ, to return. In the midst of all that is going on in the world today, and you all see it every day on the news, we don't have to talk about it. In the midst of the heartache and the pain, the struggling, the suffering, the good times and bad, the loss and gain, God is still with us by the power of the Holy Spirit. Remember, Jesus said, I am leaving, but I'm leaving an advocate with you, the Holy Spirit. Our hope this season of Advent is in Christ's return. And hope still exists today, even in the midst of everything else that's going on. As long as we await the return of our Lord Jesus Christ, hope is alive. As long as we believe, and even when we don't believe, Christ is coming again. Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon. Many will meet their doom. Trumpets will surely sound. Jesus said, then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads because your redemption is drawing near. Look up, pay attention, and be ready. Keep alert, constantly prepare, and continue to put your hope in our loving God who comes to us through Jesus Christ with hope and expectation. Be reminded that God loves us and redeems us so we can stand up and raise our heads because our redemption is drawing near. The leaves have fallen off the trees. We skipped fall completely, I think. But can't we tell that winter is coming? As sure as winter is coming, Christ is coming also. Hope still exists, despite all that may or may not be happening in our lives. And our hope is secure, for none of us know the hour or the day when our Lord Jesus Christ will come in glory. But you and I know that we can stand up and raise our heads, for that day will come. Maybe not in our lifetime, but the day will come when he will come again. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we're waiting the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in this new year, we wait by remembering his sacrifice as we come to the table of grace. If you will, turn with me in your hymnals to page 12. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin, and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God,
we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbor. We have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Hear the good news. Christ died while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God.
Amen.
And now the great thanksgiving on page 13. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn, saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, he gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died.
Christ is risen.
Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and juice. make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory.
Grace and by your gift of your Son Jesus Christ, as we prepare to wait for the second coming, God, for his return, help us to prepare also for the Christ child, for the remembrance of that special day so long ago. Help us, God, to take the gift that you have given us today and to let it seep through our bodies so that we might serve you, God, in a way that impacts the world. And we give you thanks, we give you praise, and we give you all the glory. In Christ's holy name we pray. Amen. If we'll stand together, our hymn of invitation is I Want to Walk as a Child of the Light, number 206. If you'll stand together.